We read a tshuva from Rav Shach, the Kriyas HaTorah B'Shabbat She'achar HaMageifa. Making up mislaining. So he writes the quotes of Shari Ephraim, that if you miss a Kriyas HaTorah, so you're not obligated to make it up, because as Shari Ephraim says, it's a Choves HaTzibor, and since the Tzibor didn't get together. However, he quotes from the Maisa Rav, the Vilna Gaon, the Chazon Ish, and the Pir Hador, about that he was put in jail. The Groh was sick, I think, and Chazon Ish was, and yet they made it up. So he says, "Min Anachan she Yeshiva Shachmir was a and followed the Groh." Right. So Achem Meikar Hadin Yesh Makom. So he says, Mikra din, you don't have to, but if you, interesting, so he says that you should read it during, you should read the parasha and then go back and read it as a hosafa. As opposed to reading it from Kisisa straight. I guess the issue is, either way, you're going to read from different books. If you do it from different books, that's going to be an issue, so we'll see. So, Ach hayom sheshabbos kuleyama mutter lehosef, shorak mutter lechayke sestidj leyotir, not only are you allowed to split up the Torah to seven aliyahs, it's mutter likro yotir psukim, you can add whatever you want. Lafil likro misefer Torah sheni. Mimela, imhein bachar, and that's where he says, if you're a bachar who had a bar mitzvah, so, lachin it's a kriyas avoro, so, sedrim, anshe akilo maskim, and mazamutta lehem hoti be svarim, yeah, you take out two svarim, we'll grow parsha shavua berishon, uharos go bachar bar mitzvah, right, okay. And then he writes, vachin bishar batin yesim yaskim lakal lahashkim, eskol astidra shachistu, vainam rotim, we'll grow eskol mishabas achas, you could do this you could do it every week and make them up. And he says, "V'stam l'kro misefer Torah es parsha shechistu be'ezer erit." What about making it up in the middle of the week, like a sudas hoda? So he quotes the Meisher of Dover. That's not nachon. He talks about a sefer Torah ceremony. So no one in turns of making a bracha. So that's a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi with a birkas. According to Yerushalmi, it's good birkas the Torah, the communal ones, the right. So we pass in the one we do privately. So. He says, that's not going to be, because as we learn the Gemara in Megillah, Vamed Aleph Amabez, that Nekotanam, that there's a machok, it's what you do when you continue Mamsikim Meshabbos for Mincha, then you keep on going. And we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that we always do everything on Shabbos. The Makan Shem Mamsikim Meshabbos Shachar Shem Korim Ba'oso Shabbos Mincha. Because the Chiv is on Shabbos. And therefore, you can't make them up on Tuesday. I guess the question would be if you want to make them up on Simchas Torah or not. Where does that fit in? But and that which we wrote, Sheim Yikru B'Shabbos HaRishona, Beis Parshios, Zusho Shabbos Shor V'Zusho Yom, Mistama Adafunhok, and even if you're gonna and he said if you're making up a many parashios, then you should do the Hosafot. But if I'm just making up the parasha before, even though normally you do it Mechubarim, like when we connect Erevi, and therefore you would say yes. Yes, I guess that's what yeshivas would do that. So even different Shari Ephraim is going to well. Ein mechayim emes chashem klal. V'em yikru gimel aliyos. Parsha from Avra, Yotzit Shalok Karo Kua Michoves Hayom. V'chol Pam Shamasif and Mikriyas from Parsha Cheros Tamid Osin Kain. That's why Rav Asher Weiss doesn't like it. V'chein aminek b'harbe kilos b'shmi ha'ser shal rocho b'shabish bo. So m'michil ma'asi atasio mikol b'chor v'chein nagu l'hatko v'ola harisho ma'asi atasio grow adu l'achar kolat zibor. So therefore he's saying, if you are, in other words, he thinks for one parasha he thinks you should just, you can just go back and read the whole thing. Read that. So I guess if you're going to read all the parashas at one time, so I guess Rav Shechter says if you're reading one parasha, go back and do, let's say, Emor and Bahar. But if you're going back to all of them, he doesn't think it's right to read from Kisisa. I guess he says to make a Hosefa. And take out another Torah. Well, the minigam is just some is they're going to read. What he says to do by mechubarim, they say that's what they're going to do to avoid the issue of having a bracha in the beginning. So that seems to be an issue. Should I go back and do them all at once? And then what about going and they seem to be that even if you're going from one sefer to the next. But he doesn't think you should. Therefore, he says, it's not other quick. The grow Ola Harishon as Kol HaParsha. Yes, I guess it comes down to, even if you're assuming, so you're passing like the Shari Ephraim, there's no Tashrumin. So either, if you're passing like the Or Zeruah, there's no Shiloh, you're Mechuyev to read them all, and therefore there's no Shiloh with the Brachas. But let's assume you want to be Machmir in all directions. But if you go with the Shari Ephraim, that you don't need to. So in many places, in many yeshivas, I guess they're going to read, start Kisisa and go straight, and then go right to Rishon of the new Parsha. Apparently, Rav Shechter thinks it's better to take out a second Sefer Torah and do all the Hashlama. What's the gain of that? So maybe, what's the problem of doing it that way is reading from one book to another, but you're still reading from one book to another. But I guess if it's Betorah Sosof, it's not a problem. Shavuot Kogsova. So either way, those are different minhagim. Even if you're going to read the whole parsha, well, the parsha is, yeah, go back from the beginning and start. That's why Rav Asher Weiss is a reluctant of Safek Bracha. But if they deal with the Safek Bracha by reading everything and they're not worried about different sefer, I guess apparently if you do a Betorah Sosof, maybe it's less of an issue. But either way, if you're going to read all the parashas, either you go from Kisisa to Naso, or you read Naso and then you take out a second Sefer Torah, and then you read all the parashas that way.